welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Holy shit, are all my fucking levels over there? They are. Right? I don't know why it's fucking clipping so bad. Holy shit.
It's so weird.
Shit, boss.
Last podcast, it was like,
none of that's going to come through.
I know. That's the point.
The last podcast was quiet. I listened to half of it. It seemed fine.
No. Well, maybe it was the week before. I don't know. One of the weeks we started up, you're like, cranking everything up because it's too quiet.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's too loud.
Yeah, man. I don't. We need an audio guy.
That's you.
Yeah, but I don't actually understand anything about it. It's weird that I'm the audio guy, considering one of us...
Well, it's because we do it at your house.
One of us understands anything about audio.
I know. We do it equipment. At your house on your laptop, so...
Yeah, but I mean, you can touch this thing.
Get me a laptop that's not slathered in semen, and I'll be...
I don't ever use this laptop for that.
Oh, okay.
This is my kitchen laptop. At the most, well, it's slathered in eggs and cooking oils.
I was
going to
say, so one that's not slathered in food crumbs...
Well, no.
Okay, then. So, well, there's your answer. I mean, you're the audio
look,
guy.
There's it has nothing to do with the laptop anyway. It's
it does.
Fucking
I need
this
to still
thing.
See things. Also, I don't want to wear headphones to monitor because they're annoying.
There we go. That's
and you love headphones to monitor.
I do. And I lost my fucking earpiece on it.
Your ear pad?
Yeah. There we go. Holy shit, Colin. What a day.
What a day already?
What a day already. Look, things are falling off my head.
Oh, wow.
So I woke up this morning and I realized that my doorbell camera, I'm like, I haven't got any notifications for a few days.
Uh-oh. Did you put a screw through the battery?
No. Apparently the battery doesn't charge in cold weather. So it's hardwired, so I figured I'd never have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Because that's what they say.
Sure.
And... I wake up and it's like 0% battery. What the hell? So I start looking it up online and there's somebody who like posted on the forums, the Ring tech help, you know, forums. Mm-hmm. And their response is just like from the fucking, you know, the promotional material where it says, if you hook it up to a whatever volt power line, blah, 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 it'll charge itself. Like, no, I literally just said I have it hooked up like that and it's not charging. So what's the problem? And then they just don't acknowledge it. The popular theory seems to, because everybody who's called tech, like actually called into tech support gets the same fucking answer and no help at all.
Perfect.
So the theory is that they, because it's like an ion lithium battery in it or whatever, mm-hmm. apparently they can get damaged if you try to charge them in sub-zero temperatures. So the theory is they rolled out a firmware update sometime in the last couple of years on them that makes them so they won't charge in the winter.
Awesome.
And then just pretend like they didn't.
So what the fuck's the point of it?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I can unhook it, bring it inside, and charge it like you do if you're just running off battery normally.
That seems really convenient.
Yeah. Like, then why did I bother to hardwire it?
Right.
What's the point? Why even give that option?
Why does it even need the battery if it's fucking hardwired?
Why does it need the battery if it's hardwired?
I don't give a fuck. If my power goes out, who gives a shit? It's not going to connect to the cloud because it doesn't exist when my fucking internet's not online.
Right.
What the fuck is the point of it, Amazon?
Yeah.
That's a dumb product. I'm glad I didn't buy one.
Yeah. So if you ever get one.
Jesus Christ.
Get a different brand.
I'm going, well.
That's my suggestion.
I've been looking at them. Yeah. I don't.
Because this brand is bad.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, that sucks. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It happens.
Yeah.
I got it like fucking on 50% off sale or whatever anyway.
Well,
so.
Yeah, because it doesn't charge half the year. So.
Right.
You only paid for half of it.
That's fair. Goddamn. What a piece of garbage.
Fuck. Shit.
That's been my morning.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That sounds stupid.
It was. It was stupid.
I wonder if you could put like a, I don't know. I have ideas, but it wouldn't work because then you'd have to, never mind. My ideas are bad. I'm just going to shut up.
All right.
I was going to say you can encapsulate it and then put like a little button on the outside of like a glass box. And the glass box would have heat coming from the inside of the house to heat it. And the glass, you'd push a button, it would... Just touch the button on the ring.
I feel like it would be cheaper to just buy a better...
It would. It would be cheaper to buy a better one.
Yeah. So.
It was It was my Gibbles go fucking
over-engineering
circle of fans idea.
All right.
You know, I saw a video of a guy. He took a computer fan.
Yeah.
And hot glued a bunch of magnets to its blades.
Right.
And then took a magnet, you know, a stack of magnets that was oppositely, you know, opposite pole.
Right.
And just put them up against it. And it'd spin, and yeah. Since it's got a magnetic motor, it acts like a generator.
Right.
And he was, like, powering his phone off of it and shit, because he connected to the USB sure. adapter to it. It's like, you know, if Nick would have come up with that, it would have been great. But yeah. instead, he came up with something that you need to power to start.
If Nick would have invented electromagnets?
No, just magnets.
Or magnets.
Just rare earth magnets.
Yeah.
Instead, he was like, oh, you could start a fan, and then it'll make the other fan go, and then the other fan. I'm like, but there's, I don't think you understand, like, energy loss.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He doesn't at all.
I mean, I got to say, though, he was kind of ahead of his game, though, when he was talking about building a computer and a backpack for portable gaming. Because now they just have laptops that do that.
They did then. He was trying to invent a laptop.
I know he was.
They had existed for decades.
But honestly, at the time, gaming laptops, not really.
No, not really,
they didn't exist.
But he was still just talking about a laptop.
I know he was. He's talking about a laptop with a video card in it.
A less convenient laptop. A laptop that weighed 100 pounds.
Oh, that guy, man. Kind of miss him.
The only good idea any of those people had was Mark, like, thought up touchscreen. Basically, he thought up the idea of an iPod, like, in 2001.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his rap CD crucifix.
No, that's awesome, too,
though. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't have one of those.
I don't either.
I should.
You should.
It's so gay.
Yeah, that's why you should have it.
God, that was fun.
Yeah. I mean.
A little B&E.
Little
at a birthday party.
Was that a birthday party?
It was like Justin's 25th, I think.
Is that what it was? I can't remember what it was. It was
a fucking long goddamn time.
I thought it was New Year's, maybe.
Yeah, it was definitely Justin's like 25th birthday or something.
Well, he definitely wasn't 25, because I was 25 at the time, and he was like a baby compared to us. So maybe it was his 22nd.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, Justin's my age, so.
I thought he was a little younger. Because he was like.
No, I'm pretty sure we were born the same year.
All right. Well, it definitely wasn't 25, because that was 2005 when I was 25.
Jesus Christ. So 23.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. I always thought it was New Year's. I don't know why.
Good times. No, New Year's was the one where you and Ronnie and Kavarius were, I think it was you, Ronnie, and Kavarius. And there's like pictures of Ronnie with Kirk with a wig on.
Do you still have these pictures?
Somewhere.
Oh my God. Find them.
I will.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got them somewhere though.
New Year's is definitely the one where Guillermo dumped a bunch of fucking mudslide into Mark's fish tank and killed all his fish.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Goddamn, that's fucked.
We were the worst roommates.
No shit.
We were awful roommates.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to...
Yes.
Enter his... room and make fun of him, but
to murder all of his fish was fucked.
Fish didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh well.
God damn.
Hopefully the statute of limitations is up on that. It's been 15 years.
Yeah, probably.
Fish murder.
Happy
New Year's, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of New Year's.
2021. Everybody thinks that...
it's all better now.
Yeah.
COVID's gone.
It just, like, the bad shit reset at the turn of the year.
There's more homeless people.
I'm like, you know, that's not how that works. Also...
All the dead celebrities like 50, are alive again.
There have been, like, 15 or 16 shootings in the last 3 days, so...
Well, yeah, but that was 3 days ago. Now it's over.
No, no.
Oh.
I mean, this is continuing because,
oh,
you know, holidays are over and people are like, well, bored now.
No, but it's 2021. Nothing bad will ever happen again somehow.
I don't get it.
It's the calendar change. It's tomorrow, so everything is perfect.
People are weird. Dumb.
Yes.
I guess is the right
word. That's the word.
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
Fuck. How was your New Year's?
I laid on the couch and watched Impractical Jokers most of the night.
That sounds like fun.
Fucking great.
You said that's on HBO, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
8 seasons of it are on HBO.
I've been watching... I was watching some South Park on there because that's all on there. And Dory and I started watching Lovecraft Country. I stopped watching Lovecraft
Country. You're missing out.
That show is fucking weird.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's not my bag, dude.
That's too bad because it's really well done.
It's like...
How much did you watch?
I mean, I watched the first 3 episodes.
Right. As long as you watched episode 3.
And that was the best of the first 3.
Yeah, that's the best episode.
That was the one in the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably the only one I actually might have kind of enjoyed.
It gets weirder after that, so...
Yeah, I know. Like the one where the black lady becomes the white lady in the department store.
Yes.
That's fucking weird.
Wait till the other black lady becomes a space hero.
Stiletto rape. That was strange.
Look, it's a weird show.
It's like Tales from the Hood, but not as funny.
It's like, yes, it's not funny at all.
I know.
It's like, hey, this was, there's an episode towards the end that there's like this traumatic thing that happened in the past of all the families that they were referencing throughout the show. And they spoilers, they go back in time to that moment, which was a race riot in, I believe, Utah, but don't quote me on that. Watch that episode because it's fucking batshit insane. And then, like...
Is that the one where the lady's, like, jumping all over time? She goes, like, ancient fucking...
Oh, you guys have
Africa?
Watched this whole series already.
She fucking binged it.
Yeah, she did. She's I told like you done. She'd love it.
I know.
No, it's after that.
She wouldn't stop fucking watching it, which is really annoying because I'm like, let's do something else.
No, watch that show because it's great. I'm glad she enjoyed it. Tell her I'm glad she enjoyed it even though she hates me.
Okay, I will.
Because, yeah, I figured there was like a 50-50 of you just being like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
But
you were right.
But I knew she'd love it.
Yeah. Yeah, not my. I mean, I don't really do the weird, like, creepy. Horror, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, there's an episode towards the end where they go back in time to this riot where, like, their families were all fucking killed and blah, blah, blah. And it's like a really formative moment for a lot of the characters mm-hmm. were surviving this fucking riot where like 300 black people were murdered. Like towards the end of it, this fucking World War I era biplane starts coming in and firebombing the black neighborhood.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, this is just getting a little over the top, but no, that all really happened.
Yeah.
Like that's a real event mm-hmm. where like a bunch of white supremacists went and fucking stole a bunch of airplanes and firebombed an affluent black neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. It's a really well done show.
I think it'd be better if it wasn't, you know, didn't have the weird horror subtext to it.
I wouldn't have watched it if it didn't.
But I think it would be better.
If it didn't. Well, then you could just watch Roots.
I mean, that's... Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I think the horror subtext is what gets fucking idiots like me in to see the message.
That's fair.
And it was well done.
Yeah.
Also, the mixture of, like, real-world horror and... You know, fucking supernatural horror in that setting. I think, like, that's why the third episode is so fucking good, I think, because it blends the two perfectly, yeah. Where they're like, they're in a haunted house in an all white neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, like, fuck. This sucks.
From all sides.
This sucks from all sides.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was decent. And actually, the first episode I kind of liked. The second episode, I'm just like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That was bad.
I disagree, but...
I just... Yeah, not my... No.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
It started off pretty straight, and then...
Yeah, I was like,
at the end of the first episode, the Shoggoth shows up, and I'm like, oh, shit's about to pop off.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. So, I went downstairs, and I finished. I watched The Office until it stopped playing.
That's funny.
Which was at, like, 2:20 a.m.
Yeah.
Because... Time zones.
Yep. Then it's like, nah, fuck you.
Time zones and refreshes.
Maybe watch a good show instead of garbage shows.
Well, I the next day, I was like, well, I'm going to just watch Cobra Kai because you're not going to fucking. She's like, fine, that's fine because I watch my show. You can do whatever you want. So I watched all of Cobra Kai season 3.
Yeah. Now you can cancel Netflix.
New Year's night. No, I can't because I found another show that's really fucking good.
I doubt it.
Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland.
Is it Tall Girl? The Netflix original Tall Girl?
No.
Tall Girl is a high school romantic comedy.
No, it's
about a girl who's tall.
It is a Netflix
tall.
Original. So Designated Survivor is the government has this thing where they select a designated survivor. So like during the State of the Union speech, they send a guy who's in the president's cabinet,
right,
off to a undisclosed location just in case something happens.
Sure.
And if something happens, he becomes president.
Yeah.
Well, something happened.
Right.
Somebody blew up the Capitol building while during the State of the Union.
So it's literally Battlestar Galactica remake. Got it.
Battlestar Galactica was not good, though.
Oh, the remake was really, really good.
Yeah, that pilot was fucking
The pilot was
terrible.
Great.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Terrible.
The first two seasons of that show were great, and half of the season 3 was pretty good, and the second half of season 3 was not as good, and season 4 was actively bad. But that was 2.5 seasons of a pretty good show.
Wow, sounds awesome. Sounds
The sad thing is, it was awesome for 2.5 seasons,
yeah.
And then it's like, come on, guys.
Is that like writer strike?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
That was coming out around that time.
It might have been. It also was. It was a. They wrote a TV movie.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I'll make a series. And they're like, oh, we got an idea for maybe a season or two. And then they're like, no, keep going. And they're like,
as they do.
What? Like, no, make more. Like, we don't have any more.
Yeah.
Stretch. Stretch. And then they couldn't. They couldn't.
Shoehorned dumb shit.
They shoehorned a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah. No, that's
and the ending was fucking god awful.
That sounds awesome. I should watch it. No, I shouldn't.
You should watch the first two seasons.
I'm going to continue watching Designated Survivor because it's really fucking good.
All right.
It's I don't know. It's I don't generally get into dramas, but I like Kiefer.
So
Sutherland.
They completely ignore how the fucking rite of succession goes, and
that is the rite of succession.
Oh, so he was the Secretary of Education or whatever is like the 10th in line.
They were all dead.
Yeah. So who, what
he
was he?
He was alive. He was like the Secretary of HUD.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Speaker of the House is dead?
Yep. Because everybody's at the State of the Union.
Got it.
So they're all fucking toast. Yeah.
Fun.
Shit got blowed up.
Yeah, that's literally how Battlestar Galactica starts.
There's two senators survived, or a senator and a congressman or something, and yeah, everybody fucking does not like Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, is Kiefer Sutherland the president?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Pretty good. My mom was telling me about it. She's like, this is a really good show. So I just started watching it. I'm like,
Is he like, you're eating maggots, Madam Speaker?
No, he didn't say that.
He should.
He didn't, no.
Goddamn. Lost Boys is such a good movie.
It's been a long time since
you should watch Lost
that.
Boys. Fuck all this other garbage you're watching. Watch Lost Boys.
It's pretty good.
And then watch Flatliners. If we're going to talk about Kiefer Sutherland, let's talk about Kiefer Sutherland and Flatliners.
Flatliners.
Flatliners is a movie with Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts and a bunch of other people who became huge stars. They're all medical students, and they're like, let's fucking solve the mystery of death. So they all, like, kill each other for exactly as long as they can stay dead before brain, like, actual brain damage starts, and then bring each other back just to see what death was like.
Weird.
Yeah, and then they all start being haunted by ghosts. It's great.
Oh, okay.
It's a really good movie.
Sounds good. Yeah. He's a good actor. He's more and more like his dad.
Watched Freeway
all
the other day.
The fucking
he's
time.
In that.
Yeah, he was creepy in that, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
He was the bad.
He was the big bad wolf.
Fuck. Was he in Sleepers?
I know Kevin Bacon's in that. I haven't seen that in fucking
that's
decades.
That's one of those movies that's got a million fucking celebrities in it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all good. Cobra Kai season 3 was pretty fucking awesome.
Ah.
It's
I just don't have the reverence for Karate Kid to be excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the movies well enough as a kid, but
it's great because I was kind of the same thing. I was never like, this is the greatest thing ever. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
But the show is just really fucking well done. I mean, there's a lot of really cheesy shit about it, but right. Like, it knows.
Yeah.
It knows that it, like, there's like no less than four or five, like, just huge fucking brawls between karate dojos in school, in the mall.
Right.
And like, they keep bringing it up. Like, why do people love karate so much in this fucking valley?
They got nothing else to do.
And then Johnny and Daniel's sons, their like interactions together are pretty great. Like, they should be best friends, but they just hate each other because, you know, Daniel's son beat Johnny and
sure.
Johnny was an asshole.
Yeah. It's well, was funny. Johnny the asshole or was Daniel's son the asshole?
Both.
Yeah.
But Johnny was, I mean,
he's they're totally, both kind of he's assholes.
Totally an asshole.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know. I'd tell you to watch it, but you can't. So
can't, and I won't.
Yeah, you should. I think you'd enjoy it.
I might.
It's pretty fucking funny.
If it was on a service that didn't suck, I might check it out.
I mean,
but I'm not paying Netflix $20 a month, or $25 a month, or $100 a month, or whatever they're up to now. When there's a cable subscription that just gives me all the streaming shit again, I'll watch all this old garbage on Netflix.
Look, man, they're getting it back. They're getting back to it.
I'm just waiting for that. Also, I would get Netflix back if they had to Glow season 4, but since they canceled Glow after recording the first two episodes of season 4,
why
fuck them.
Why did they do that? Because of coronavirus? Or?
Yeah. They recorded two episodes, then got the corona lockdowns, and they're like, ah, fuck that show. So fuck them.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Unless it just wasn't really doing that well.
I mean.
But it always trended pretty high, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd never know because it doesn't give you any kind of a rating because Amy Schumer sucks.
Yeah.
You can't tell what people rate these shows because Amy Schumer's a fat cunt.
Yeah, well, she doesn't want to admit that she isn't
fucking funny. Ever.
She sued to prove she was funny. It wasn't funny.
Ugh.
She's the worst.
She's fucking terrible. And gross.
Yeah.
It's gross.
And that's why I won't support Netflix. So you're supporting Amy Schumer right now. How does that feel? You're giving Amy Schumer $20 a month.
Joe Rogan.
You might as well. You might as well. Colin, you might as well just subscribe to Amy Schumer's OnlyFans at this point.
Oh,
yeah. That's what you're doing, basically. How do you feel about yourself now? Yeah. Now cancel your fucking Netflix. Fuck them. Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. Well. When they cancel everything you love and you're still giving them $20 a month to watch nothing but Amy Schumer comedy specials. Maybe I should
cancel it and I'll make Doria subscribe to it.
Just get rid of it. Just get rid of it and get something good. Just get rid of it and pay for your own HBO.
Why can't I? I can just borrow yours. Have you watched any of The Mandalorian?
No, I don't have Disney.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's scrolled up way too high. Oh, I'll never find it again.
Oh my God.
No, because I don't. You know what else I don't care about anymore? Star Wars.
But that's the thing. I've never cared about Star Wars.
The ending. I know the ending, okay?
Yeah.
Let's start there. I know the ending, and I know how stupid it is. I know how stupid the ending is because I know what happens next. And what happens next is spoilers for the ending of The Mandalorian. And also spoilers for the Star Wars sequels, the 7 through 9 or 9 mm-hmm. through whatever. The thing gets murdered by fucking Kylo Ren, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But why do I care about watching a 3-season arc about a thing that's going to die in a couple years without doing anything that matters ever?
Because it's good.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I hate prequels for this reason. None of it matters because I already know what happened afterwards. You didn't make any difference. Nothing you did made a difference.
Man. I don't know, man. It's good.
Yeah. Well, Kathleen Kennedy fucked it all up by existing.
Who's that?
She's the reason Star Wars is bad. Kathleen Kennedy. She's fucking, I think she's Spielberg's wife or ex-wife or something. She's the girl who's in charge of Star Wars.
Oh, really?
And a bunch of other things that suck.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's the reason that the Star Wars movies were as bad as they were. She kept making bad decisions. Like,
yeah, but Jon Favreau's in charge of the show and it's good.
Yeah, but you know what? Every decision he makes in the end we'll end up with
Baby Yoda getting
murdered by Kylo Ren.
Yeah, well, I want to see.
And then Rey Skywalker being the only one that mattered.
Anyway, it's a good show.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's fine.
It's good.
I'm sure it's a fine show.
It is well written.
Sure it is. It is
well done.
Sure it is.
It's the only thing Star Wars has ever done that's been well.
You know what else was really, really good and I never watched in the Star Wars universe? What? All that fucking...
Clone Wars show?
All that Clone Wars shit.
Yeah.
For the same reason. I'm like, you guys lost the Clone Wars. I know how this ends. Darth Vader murders you all. The end. Why would I watch 3 years of you struggling when I know it just ends in you getting a nuke dropped on you?
Yeah. Whatever.
It'd be like watching a drama set 10 years before fucking Alderaan is blown up. I'm like, well, yeah, but this is just going to end with Alderaan being blown up.
And so what?
Nothing any of these people did mattered. Stupid.
You're so annoying sometimes. Jesus Christ. You can just enjoy things.
Can I, Colin? Do you think I can enjoy things?
You should.
Look.
You'd be...
I should. You know what else should happen is my fucking house power should charge the battery on my ring. But guess what?
You bought an Amazon product.
Guess what?
Idiot.
Just because things should happen doesn't mean I can enjoy anything.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair.
No, I will check it out. I actually do want to check it out. I just haven't.
Good show. Like I said, it's the best thing Star Wars universe has produced.
Yeah.
That I've...
Since Empire Strikes Back?
No, it's better than the movies.
All right. Let's not...
The movies are dog shit, Trevor.
Yeah, but Empire Strikes Back is great.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's not so good.
Let's not go crazy here. But it's not
good.
Also,
Gina Carano's in it. She's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Is she still going to be in it? Or did they cancel her?
No. Nope,
they're trying really, really hard to cancel her.
A bunch of blue hairs are trying, but apparently nobody gives a fuck.
And good.
They're like, yeah, go eat a dick.
Nice. That's okay, I'll watch it because of that.
Yeah.
As long as Gina Carano stays in it, I'll watch it. That's my benchmark.
There you go. Watch them fire tomorrow.
Yep, then I guess I'll never watch it. Is there anything else on Disney worth watching other than that? I guess Simpsons.
Simpsons and every fucking Disney movie ever made. So if you like any of those.
Oh, I bet not.
I mean, it's pretty fucking close. I mean, there's some shit that's not on there just because of racism.
I was going to say, I bet fucking
like Song of the South,
Song of the South isn't on there, which is the first thing I'd go watch.
But, I mean, yeah. Most of the old animated movies are there. Yeah, pretty much everything's there. Everything Star Wars is there.
I used to have, you remember like Little Golden Books?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have some version of that was the Br'er Rabbit tale.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think I've ever seen Song of the South, but I've read the fucking, like, the little rabbit making the tar baby story.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he was born and raised in a briar patch.
Maybe
have seen Song of the South.
I've never seen it. I've heard of it.
Because I just know he was born and raised in a briar patch.
I constantly see people trying to sell bootleg copies on Facebook Marketplace.
That doesn't surprise me.
There's also people trying to sell bootleg copies of Star Wars Despecialized Edition.
I mean...
So it's the old Laserdisc fucking...
Yeah, I just have that on DVD, on like legitimate... They released it
one
time. It sucks though, because it's not anamorphic widescreen, so it's like...
It's also shitty sound. It's not like...
It's the Laserdisc. It's the Laserdisc rips. It's before they did any of the remastering at all.
Yeah.
Like, this version of Star Wars on there doesn't say Episode 4 A New Hope. It just says Star Wars.
It's always been A New Hope.
Ugh.
It's always been that.
He deserved to go to prison for that. What a fucking retard.
God damn. I loved how I had the evidence.
Man.
Yeah. No. It's not right.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You sure, buddy? You think you know anything, you dumb fuck?
Yeah. I should get a hold of his wife and see if she's going to sell any of his Star Trek Blu-rays.
Yeah, you should see if she's going to sell anything. You should ask her when the garage sale is.
Yeah. That's a good call. I should do that.
You should do that. You should get me some of his shit. You should get me my fucking copies of Broken City back.
Those are long gone.
God damn it.
I stopped at a thrift store last week. I was out looking for jeans because I don't buy jeans brand new because they're expensive. And
that's fair.
Why would I pay $30 for jeans when I can pay $6 for ones that are basically the same?
That's totally fair, yeah.
Usually in better condition. Usually better jeans.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to rub up on somebody else's ball sweat, I get it.
I wash them first.
All right.
So, you know, whatever. And I'm walking through and there are little glass cases up by the registers. There was like a collection of fucking Batman comics. There's like Year One, Long Halloween, bunch of those trades up there.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see what they, cause they're about to close and
probably everything I already own.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But that's pretty cool.
But they existed. I was like, oh, neat.
Yeah.
I didn't see how much they were either.
Probably way more than they should have been.
More than likely.
Because they tend to overprice shit that's behind glass at thrift stores.
They do.
Because they don't.
Regardless if it's worth it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but it's Batman.
One time I did see a in-the-box original Optimus Prime. Oh, when there used to be a thrift world over here.
Yes, I remember that.
And it was actually priced. It was $150, but that was like eBay value at the time is what it was going for on average. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wow, they didn't overprice this.
Yeah, I mean, they did.
I mean, they priced what it was worth. They didn't price it like $200.
But the thing is, like, so one thing I fucking is that it's a big pet peeve of mine. One thing that makes me a rage, as some people might say,
right,
is when people price things on eBay. Oh, well, they sell for this much on eBay. I'm like, they do.
Put it on eBay.
You know what else happens? You lose 20% of that right off the top.
Yeah.
Because of PayPal and eBay fees.
Yeah.
So it's not worth that.
Right.
It's literally not worth
that. It's worth that to somebody.
I mean, it's not worth that to the person selling it.
Maybe. But if it's worth that to the person buying it, fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
It's not really ever how that works.
Yeah.
But whatever. It annoys me. That's all.
What doesn't annoy you?
A lot of things.
Let's do a top 10 things that don't annoy Colin episode.
Beef jerky that's delicious.
Beef jerky and fat-tittied Instagram models there 10 you go. Times.
Yes.
Goddamn.
I'm waiting for the Instagram purge to happen. That should be coming soon.
You mean like they did with Pornhub?
Yes, but Pornhub was different.
Yeah.
Because I the reason they did that is because Visa and MasterCard, I'm like, well, if you don't figure this shit out, we're just going to stop letting you process credit cards. And they're like, oh, well, I guess everything that's not like uploaded by a fucking company is gone.
Yep.
Or verified person.
Welcome to the future of internet commerce. I'm surprised it's taking them this long to start locking
Instagram
it down.
Instagram is owned by Facebook and everything is sex.
Yeah.
I did see a great post yesterday, though.
Okay. On Instagram?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
You can do, what do you call those?
I don't know.
Ads.
Okay.
You can buy ads.
Yeah.
And where is it? Let me check real quick. Oh, wait, no, that's going to be in my downloads.
Oh, geez.
Okay. This guy named Alex Feinberg. Okay. Feinberg.
That's racist.
Sustained gluttony. He posted a promotion that was basically him, a fat, dumpy piece of shit.
Right.
To him with fucking, like, just shredded abs and pecs.
Nice.
Your promotion was not approved.
Uh-oh.
This ad isn't running because it uses images excessively focused on a person's body or any given part, like abs or belly.
What?
And then he posts a picture of somebody else. It's just a gigantic fucking dump truck of a person.
Yeah. And just
that's
also...
That's fine.
Right. Well, it's different.
It's not.
It's different.
Yeah, but she's gross. He's not.
Right, that's why it's different.
I'd rather see him naked than her naked.
What's even weirder, though, is that... oh, shit. Hold on. Sorry about that. What's even weirder is that, like, all of Instagram is just half-naked women.
Yeah, I know.
That's, like, all it is.
And they want to get rid of that.
If it wasn't that, I wouldn't ever open it. What else would I open it for?
I wouldn't either. There'd be no reason for it.
Am I going there for to watch fucking short clips of people doing terrible fades? I don't know about you, but like when you just go over to this Instagram feed thing, like half of it is just people like fucking like South Americans giving bad fades, like haircuts, like just like ridiculously overly fucking manicured fucking fades.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It should always be that.
Yeah, that's all it should be.
Big titty Brazilian chicks.
Big titty Brazilian chicks. Or Alexandra Daddario. Yeah, I don't understand it. How do you ever get the ones that's just like somebody stepping on a weird sponge full of soap or something, and then they put their foot in a sock and then a shoe, no! And then they stomp down? There's thousands of them.
What?
I don't know if they're ads for shoes. I don't know what the fuck they are, man, but I see them constantly. They're so fucking weird. It's like some kind of weird Instagram meme that I don't understand at all. Weird. Yeah.
That is very weird. You're right.
I don't have any up right now. I wish I did so I could show them to you because they're fucking baffling to me. Oh, here's a guy getting a stupidly over manicured haircut.
Oh, yeah. I've seen these.
Instagram is just full of these.
That's so weird.
Yeah. It's like 90% of fucking, if it's not fucking just big-tittied women, it's that shit.
Big-tittied women should just be what it is.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. You got any stories or anything?
Let me see.
Do we have anything to actually talk about this week? I mean, I'm impressed that we've been going 30 minutes with nothing to talk about, but...
I totally put together this little Memorial Stadium cardboard model.
I saw it. It looked cool.
My boss said, can you put little players in there and have them actually win?
Nope. It's got to be accurate.
Ooh.
Just put them in there laying down.
This Sesame Street Muppet will become the first to experience homelessness.
Oh, no. So not... wait. And does Oscar the Grouch's can?
There's a guy. He replied, Oscar the Grouch has been living in a trash can for 49 years.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What?
Well, that's his home, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess that's true. That is his home.
What a fucking idiot.
What's considered trashy if you're poor, but classy if you're rich?
Oscar the Grouch's house?
Day drinking, speaking two languages, hard drugs, and tax avoidance.
All right. Dude, that reminds me of, I saw something, an article the other fucking week about how, like, for Star Trek Discovery, they're introducing, like, the first... like non-binary character or some shit. I'm like, motherfucker, there have been like several of those.
Right.
Like trans characters, non-binary characters. Well, yeah, but they
weren't like a main one, right?
Well, Jadzia Dax is literally transgender.
They weren't like a main one, right?
I mean, Dax is, yes.
Speaking of boobs, do you ever go and look for pictures of the fucking AT&T girl?
Yes.
Goddamn, she's fucking hot.
Mulla Velaney Trub or whatever her name is. Of course.
Outrageously hot. Just... Sorry, just wanted to...
Is that top 10 hottest fucking TV spokeswomen? Is that going to be a list we do soon?
I can't believe they fucking hide so much of her.
Yeah, well, they have to because they got to be remain family friendly.
Do they?
Family friendly.
Do they, though?
Family friendly, Colin.
I suppose.
They have hired her for her award-winning personality, not her giant bosom.
Yeah, they should have hired her for both.
Should we just do emails?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, let's just do emails. The email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. We have two emails. Colin.
Okay.
The first email is from Fleer. He says, first email of 2021. He's right. Hey, Loud Neighbors. First off, this is my first email of 2021. I hope you feel honored. I do. Secondly, I know I was very sporadic with Florida Man of the Week last year. I'll try to be better. Here's the first Florida Man of the Week for 2021. Let me click on this Florida Man of the Week. See if it loads ever on this thing. Florida man accused of setting his own truck on fire to give deputies something to do.
Nice.
Suspect said he wanted to give himself an early Christmas present. Florida man sent his own truck up in flames because he wanted to give deputies something to do, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Deputies said they received reports of a loud explosion on Mare Creek Road and found a 2002 Chevy Silverado fully engulfed in flames. When questioned, Murphy said he wanted something for the sheriff's office to do, and he wanted to give himself an early Christmas present, so he set his truck on fire.
So you think he's going to collect insurance?
No, it sounds like he literally just thought it would be funny.
What he wanted for Christmas was...
He just wanted to set his truck on fire. I mean, it's a 2002 Chevy Silverado. I mean, how many years did it have left before it just burst into flames on its own anyway? So fuck it. This is way funnier, at least.
I suppose.
You think in Florida they even punish people for things like that because it's Florida and it's like, this is like on the list of crazy shit we have to deal with on a daily basis. This is barely an inconvenience.
I don't know. There's what the fuck?
They're just like, ah, you nut.
I don't understand what the deal with Florida is. Why is it so insane? Hey, is everybody in Florida dead?
No.
Like, Florida's got a pretty big population.
Yep.
They're many millions of people.
Oh, yeah.
And they've, like, not done any kind of shutdowns or anything.
Just the opposite. I would interested to see the actual, like,
that state's... Are there numbers as high as California, who has done nothing but
That's what I want to know. I just want to see California's numbers compared to Florida's numbers. I want to see the graph of California and Florida and see if there's... see how much of a difference there is.
I mean, it's probably pretty similar.
That's my guess, too, but I want to see it just to tell.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
Which, again, is... From pretty much the beginning, I'm just like... I have not understood. I get the masks.
Yeah.
I get the social distancing thing.
I think we should all wear masks all the time, forever.
And we should all always stay the fuck away from each other. Because I don't want to be near other people.
Yes.
I don't like rubbing up against people who I don't fucking know.
Agreed.
I don't like rubbing up against people I know and like.
That's not true. Wink.
It's different. Different kind of rubbing. But, like, I never understood the fucking shutdowns, like shutting down small businesses.
Well, you see, what they did in China was they just welded people into their apartments and then burned their apartment buildings down. So this is basically like that.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have to classify them as COVID deaths.
Right.
It was just, you know, genocide. I wonder what the genocide rates in China are this year.
I mean, they're probably pretty average. Let's be honest.
Maybe.
It's China. Who would even know? When you have fucking over 2 million citizens, what's a million here or there?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I really just want to see the graph of Florida compared to California to see if, you know, if it's outrageously different or different at all, or even a little different.
I also don't buy that the fucking virus is so much worse in this country than it is in, say, India.
You know,
a country with a billion people that's third world.
They probably just don't report it.
Or China. What?
Probably just don't report it at all, like China is doing.
Weird. That's... No. They've done the right things.
Oh.
Trevor. They've done the right things, so they've solved it.
Right? I mean, when your
Isn't that how that works?
When your whole population is already shitting on the street all day anyway, could you even tell the difference?
I mean, part of it might be they're just healthier overall.
Yeah.
They're not morbidly obese, all of them.
That's true. They're all starving to death instead. That's nice of you to bring that up. They're famine problems, Colin.
Which turns out is their savior.
way to be sensitive.
It turns out that's their saving grace in this pandemic. You're a fat fuck who eats nothing but cheeseburger and chocolate cake.
I haven't had a cheeseburger in like 2 weeks, thank you very much.
Yeah, me neither.
And they were cookies, not chocolate cake. And ice cream. And more cookies.
Okay. I wasn't really talking about you, but whatever. You know what I mean. The average American.
And tuna sandwich, or turkey sandwich. I've been eating nothing but turkey sandwiches.
Nice. I've been doing crackers and lunch meat and cheese and carrots for lunches.
I can't get behind carrots. I wish I liked carrots.
Carrots and some ranch. It's good.
I don't like ranch. So that doesn't help me at all.
Wow.
I don't believe you don't know this about me. I don't like ranch.
I don't.
I've never liked ranch.
I didn't know that was a thing somebody could not like.
Whenever I see people dunking like fucking pizza into ranch, I'm like, you're disgusting and should feel bad about yourself. That's disgusting. You're a disgusting person. Especially
if it's like the fucking homemade ranch, like the packets. Oh, it's so good.
Gross.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't like ranch.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. The only time I've ever like been like, okay, I'm okay with this is like some three cheese ranch mixed into some like weird ramen noodle concoctions, shit like that. There's ways to make it work. Trust me.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You get creative with ramen noodles when you're poor.
You just put a slice of American cheese on top. Bam.
I think done. Sliced cheese is the grossest thing on the planet.
Yeah. Put it on top of some ramen noodles. Guess what?
I would rather have shredded cheese.
No longer disgusting.
I'd rather just use shredded cheese.
Doesn't melt the same, though. See, the thing is, the plastic in the sliced cheese.
You're supposed to take that off.
No. That you do take off. It's the plastic inside the cheese.
Yeah. It's like Velveeta.
Yeah. And like you pour your ramen in the broth into the bowl and you just bam, right on top and let it fucking melt. And you just go, and it's just fucking cheesy as shit. And it's so good.
No, I'm good.
That was so fucking poor.
Yeah. I'll never do that.
I haven't eaten ramen noodles in years.
Me neither.
They're fucking awful. They're awful for you.
They're disgusting.
It's like nothing but sodium.
Yeah. They're fucking gross.
Oh, it's like 3,000% your daily intake of sodium.
I also don't get people who go and spend a ton of money at fancy ramen restaurants. I'm like, gross.
Okay.
Gross.
I've done it. It's not gross.
I mean, you're gross. So
No. I've done it.
Yeah.
It's worth it because it's actually food.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, it's fucking top ramen with a fucking boiled egg thrown into the water.
Absolutely not.
Gross.
Absolutely not.
You're gross.
I've only done it once.
Yeah.
I kind of thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And I would have to say.
But you also like enjoy going to Vietnamese restaurants and eating like grass and weeds right out of the yard and telling me how delicious it is.
I don't do that.
You're like,
bean sprouts are gross.
You're like, oh, there's still dirt on this one. Yeah. Mm, that's what we use for seasoning.
No, that's called bean sprouts. Those are disgusting.
Mm.
Crunchy dirt.
Mm, dirt and grass right out of my backyard.
Well, the only vegetables usually on my Vietnamese food is carrots and radishes.
Gross.
They're not, though.
Mm. But grass.
Whatever.
I'm calling the cow. I like to chew on my cud.
It's not.
Gross.
That's not.
Let's read our last email, shall we?
Jesus.
We got an email from Mimsy. It says, emaily email. Congratulations on making it out of 2020. I'm sure 2021 will be so much better. You forgot the little slash with an S after that. But here, well, let me read it in the proper inflection. Congratulations on making it out of 2020. I'm sure 2021 will be so much better. On the topic of themes in music, was that a topic?
Maybe.
All right.
Sure.
What are you going on about, Trevor? Avengers have the most annoying theme ever.
Theme songs.
Oh, did they even have a theme song? Is there an Avengers theme song?
I don't remember it.
I wouldn't recognize it out of a lineup. It's
not iconic.
Yeah.
Like, it can be annoying all at once. If you don't remember it, then it doesn't matter.
I mean, I can go like this and Colin will know what movie it's from instantly. Ready? Bum 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 na 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 na.
Jurassic Park.
Nah, see that? Now hum me the Avengers theme.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na, the Avengers.
Exactly. Fuck. You're right. It's all cookie cutter. The Lego movie had one too. I didn't see the regular Lego movie, but Lego Batman was fucking legit.
Yeah. Dude, so here's the thing. The Lego stuff, like, mm-hmm. the video games are all really fucking fun.
That's what I've heard.
Like, they're not necessarily what you'd want to play, but, like,
right.
the ones I've played are legit fun platformers.
That's what I've heard.
They're very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do anything wrong.
Right.
You know, except not have Star Trek toys, but...
Well, what are you going to do?
Thank you, Mega Bloks.
You're right. It's all cookie cutter. The Lego movie had one too. Pirates of the Caribbean had one. Yo, the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song is very.
Yeah.
That one is a theme.
Boom, boom,
but that's a little older.
Boom, 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 the only reason I know that, though, is because of Total Biscuit.
You know why I know that one so well?
Please.
is I used to fall asleep watching that movie a lot, and then the DVD menu would just play the theme song.
Yeah.
So I just, like, that would just be in my sleep, in my dreams all night. I
fucking hated DVDs that did that.
I didn't mind.
I couldn't stand them because they would never let your fucking DVD player go to sleep mode.
UPO Up. Up had one. It's pretty notable. It's the, both the U and the P are capitalized, so I'm like, Union Pacific. What is UP? Oh, the movie Up. Where he fucking, the saddest first 10 minutes of a movie ever. Yeah,
it was pretty sad.
What are your top three moments of 2020? That time I didn't leave my house for 9 months. That was great.
That time I got quarantined in my house and got, oh wait, that didn't happen. That time I, got, a $2,000 check from the government. Oh, no, that didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
Honestly, my 2020 had some ups and downs. I did get engaged.
I said the top three, not not the biggest three mistakes of 2020.
I made more money than I've ever made.
That's good.
So that's been nice. I feel very fortunate about that.
Yeah.
I made my entire family hate me for a day because I made fun of a guy who tried riding his motorcycle in a blizzard.
That's funny. That's my top three moments right there.
What the fuck?
Goddamn.
Let's see. I went to Las Vegas for the first time in January of last year.
Did you?
Yeah. Went for training for work.
Oh.
But that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't do the strip because it's not my thing at all.
Why would you?
I don't know, but apparently people do.
It'd be cool to go down. You should have gone down to Fremont Street and saw the big dome strip.
I did. Okay. I was down there in, like, all right. So
you did the thing.
I got picked up by a Lyft driver.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was kind of, I was like, I need to try In-N-Out because everybody says In-N-Out's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
So he found me an In-N-Out, which took way longer than it should have because apparently map programs don't work in that city.
Yeah.
Because every street's a dead end.
Sure.
It's not like Denver where everything takes you 40 minutes to get to, though.
Right. Oh, so fuck Denver.
It's like Las Vegas is like maybe the size of Omaha.
Yeah.
It's not real huge.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because you can see most of it from everywhere you're
at. Right, because it's all flat.
Yeah, it's super flat.
I got most of a Space Marine army painted. That was a big thing for me. Nice. Like, I fucking painted more Space Marines this year than I've painted in the past ever.
I got to try In-N-Out.
Yeah, how was that?
Overrated.
Yeah,
good burger, shitty fries.
That doesn't surprise
me. Some of the worst fries I've ever had.
It's a place called In-N-Out. I assume it's just basically a Hotten now.
No, it's people are like, will fight about it like it's the best burger chain on earth.
Yeah, people are dumb.
It's better than Burger King and McDonald's, I'll say that.
Burger King's pretty good.
No, it's not. Burger King's disgusting.
A Whopper is pretty good.
This is way better than a Whopper.
Really?
Their burgers like, it's Runza quality. Runza has good burgers.
Yeah, I think I prefer a Whopper to a Runza burger. Oh,
God, no. Burger King burgers make me shit every time I fucking...
Yeah, that's the sign of a good burger.
If you're not dumping your bowels right after you eat it, not even an hour to like 20 minutes after.
If that shit isn't like coating your insides with grease
right
and fucking losing it right through you, it's not a good burger.
I used to like Whoppers. And then like every Burger King, I think a big problem is the one near my house is maybe the grossest one ever.
Yeah. Well, everything near your house is one of the grossest things ever.
Taco Bell there is fine.
It's Taco Bell. How do you fuck that up?
Oh, you can.
Really?
Yeah.
How, you've had a fucked up Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get rid of all the menu items with potatoes. That's how you fuck it up. Fuck Taco Bell.
And also the Family Fare fried chicken next to my house.
All right.
That's the best.
So those are your top three moments. Taco Bell by your house, Family Fare by your house, and In-N-Out in Vegas.
Yes. Top three moments.
I got that army painted, so that was cool. Oh. Fuck. I got to walk out of a restaurant for not being served. That was kind of an exciting moment of my year.
That's fucking nuts.
I've never just gotten up and left a restaurant after eating some appetizers because I never got served before. So I'm going to put that as a top three moment.
I almost got killed by a city truck on the last day of the year. That was cool.
Oh, no, that was totally your fault somehow.
I don't get that.
You know, driving in the inside lane while a car tries to do a U-turn from an outside lane is your fault.
Yes. Yeah, but he had flashing lights on there. Even though there's literally nothing in Nebraska, fucking the DMV handbook.
Yeah.
I could find nothing about non-emergency vehicles. It says they can have them.
Yeah.
Doesn't say you're supposed to respond to them like emergency vehicles.
Because they're not emergency vehicles.
I know. They're unless there's a fucking snow emergency.
Right. They're just there so you can be aware of them so you don't get fucking sand flung all over your fucking car.
Right.
They're
use
not,
caution, which I did, and I didn't get killed.
They're not there so that car can just ignore all traffic laws and drive backwards down one-way streets and fucking make illegal U-turns from outside lanes.
They're allowed to do that. And I have all the evidence, which I'm not going to provide.
Well, he just linked to Nebraska.gov. That's the evidence.
I guess.
Colin, do you have any friends other than me who aren't suffering from severe brain trauma?
I mean, friend is a stretch.
Bro, I'm right here. Jesus. God damn.
I mean, I have acquaintances.
Yeah.
And like three friends.
All right. So fair enough. I don't think I had a top three moments of this year.
It's hard to quantify that.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like, it's been, the whole year has just been kind of like.
Like it didn't, like it was just a holding pattern. This whole year has just been like.
Because you couldn't go do shit half the fucking time. For the first fucking, like the second 4 months of the fucking year, you couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Everything was closed.
One of my top three moments of the year was supposed to be going to see They Might Be Giants in October, and I didn't get to do that.
Yeah, mine was going to go see fucking the Aquabats in June, and I didn't get to go do that because that got fucking canceled.
One of my top three moments would have been watching WrestleMania this year, but it sucked because it was,
wrestling's been terrible.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Oh,
another moment would have been, you know, all of our Pathfinder
sessions. All of the cool Pathfinder sessions we didn't get to have.
Which ended up being two of them.
Which is a bummer.
It is. Because that was fun.
2 weeks, though. I'm excited. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah. It should be fun.
I can't fucking wait to unveil some of my new abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, I had to change some things about. To change some things about due to new party dynamics, and I'm pretty fucking excited about it.
Mm.
I don't know, man. I'm trying real hard to come up with, like, other than painting Space Marines, which I really got onto painting this year, which was nice. Like, my inability to do anything else got me real into painting my miniatures again. And also, I actually started playing, like, me and Ethan have been doing monthly get-togethers where we actually play Warhammer 40,000 once a month. So
nice.
That's been nice to actually paint these guys and play the game.
I have, I've gotten some really cool stereo equipment this year.
Nope. I got my number one. Hmm. I fucking hit over $1,500 on Extra Life this year.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
That's a fucking crazy number, considering I might hit 1,000 again, but I doubt it. Because last year I hit 1,000. I'm like, holy shit, crazy. I didn't expect to.
Yeah.
I rarely expect to actually break 500, but yeah. Then I fucking, and they just kept coming in after the show, and I'm like, holy shit, you guys. Yeah. So that's everybody listening's number one moment. Thank you. That was fucking awesome. Makes me excited for next year.
Yeah.
I think that's the only good thing I did this year. This is my Extra Life stream, and it was a fucking rousing success.
I was pretty aroused.
Yeah. Wink. What is the adult version of sitting with the lonely kid at the lunch table?
Sitting with the lonely adult at the lunch table?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty much the same thing. It's being me and having my entire friend group being the island of misfit toys. So.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, no.
There's a reason, like, every friend I have is people like you that everybody hates. Like, I guess I'll be nice to this poor guy. I mean, he's kind of ugly and bald and has really offensive opinions and nobody likes him and he smells funny. Like, he smells funny to the point where if you, like, buy toys from a toy store that he traded in a week before, you're, like, instantly recognize they're his from the scent.
That's a good smell,
buddy. It actually is a very pleasant
smell. I mean, it's incense, mostly.
But it's instantly recognizable, yeah. Which is weird.
No.
So I guess I would say my adult version of sitting with the lonely kid at the lunch table is doing this podcast with Colin every week.
Fuck! I got nothing.
Cheers, Mims. P.S. I hope we don't all get COVID. We will, because that's how viruses work. They spread until everybody gets them, and then they mutate, which it's already done, and the mutated version's already here, and we're all going to get that one, too. And
it's not worse, though.
No, it just...
You know what I saw yesterday? I saw a news article from KMTV, I think. Channel 3, whatever that one is. And it said, Saturday, Omaha, Douglas County recorded 800 new cases of COVID.
Yeah.
And people are like, that's horrible. It's a huge spike from what it normally is. It's like double what it's been.
Yeah.
In small text down bottom of the article, like, oh, this is count for 2 days because of holiday.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Yeah, I know they fucking do.
They do that shit a lot.
Because, you know, their job is to panic people and... Right. They really want everybody to go get this fucking vaccine.
Right.
More and more I hear about it, more I'm like,
I mean, I've never gotten a flu shot. I doubt I'll start this year.
Right. It's different. It's not the flu, Trevor.
No, you're right. But also, it's already mutated, and I don't know. Does this vaccine cover that version?
Nope.
Do we know?
Don't. Well, this vaccine works differently. It changes the way your DNA responds to RNA, viruses.
But yes.
And what?
It's an RNA vaccine, yeah.
Yes, but it responds the way you respond.
Right.
Changes the way you respond to it. But well, they don't know, because they've never made a vaccine like this, they don't know what else it might do.
Well, isn't this kind of how like fucking polio vaccines and more stable viruses or shit, isn't this how they work? Is RNA vaccines like that?
Really? No.
You sure?
No, this is a completely new fucking field. Which is great.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm pretty sure it is.
All our medical experts, write in and tell Colin why he's wrong.
Well, you can. That's
fine. Or right. I don't know.
That's fine.
I'm sure we have a medical expert who listens.
I don't think we do.
Yeah. We don't have any experts who listens. I wish we had a construction expert who listens so he can tell me why I'm wrong. But we do have an expert author.
So.
Did you get your book?
I did.
All right.
I did get my book.
You going to read it and file an official 5-paragraph book report?
I should.
You should.
It's shorter than his other one. And also, it doesn't seem like it's just in the universe. It's not like...
Yeah, it's a prequel or a side story or something.
I think it's a side story.
It's not a follow-up.
Maybe I will read that one.
Yeah. It's a standalone.
I don't know. It's like there's so many other distractions, and reading is the last one I choose to do.
That's weird. I like to read.
I used to really get into it.
But I guess you're also, your work is more like on your feet and working, whereas like my work is like, I'm just going to go hide behind my desk and read a few pages.
I don't get to do that. I don't get to read at work.
I mostly only read on breaks.
Yeah. So.
To be fair, that's how I spend my break times at work, is reading usually.
Or messaging me.
Or messaging you. About reading.
No, never about reading.
Oh.
Just about other dumb shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So anything, literally everything, is dumb shit that doesn't matter, because, spoilers, we all get blown up at the end.
Nothing matters.
Nothing you do is going to make any difference, and just write yourself with that now.
That's not true.
What is going to make a difference?
If I...
Are you going to prevent the inevitable heat death of the universe?
No.
Then nothing you ever do will make the slightest bit of difference.
Oh my God.
We're all just going to be stardust again in the end.
What is the term for this method of thinking?
Is there a term for it?
I think there's got to be, is it nihilism? Is that
what it is? I don't know if it's nihilism or not, or just...
I don't use...
Acceptance of the futility of life.
The inability to look for fucking the good in anything at all, ever.
The good doesn't matter anymore, either. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. It's freeing. It's liberating to know that nothing matters.
It does.
What?
Things matter.
What matters?
your existence on Earth. It matters.
Oh, I mean, ask that in 100 years.
It won't matter then, but it matters now.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it?
Yes. That's how that works.
If it doesn't matter in 100 years, does it really matter now?
It does.
Wow. That's some optimism, Colin.
Your grandchildren are going to be like, oh, granddaddy Trevor.
Right. Those grandkids. I'm going to pump out children in my late 60s.
Why not?
Because I'm never going to have children.
Well, I mean, you don't have to take care of them.